Today's Mishnah, Masechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Zayin, and we're starting right at the beginning. Okay, so remember that we have an interesting Hekesh in the Torah, which compares Bechor Banecha to the Bechor of your Behima Tmeah, meaning the Chamor. So there's a din of Pidyon on both of those. And the question is, how similar is that pidyon? So when it comes to the chamisha sloim, if those chamisha sloim did not get to the kohen, then you have to take another chamisha sloim and give it, because it's only kol peterechem. It says the hekesh is adam ufa behema yelach ach pado tifteh. As Bechor Ha'adam. So what we darshan is, yielach, if padot tifteh. But if you weren't padot tifteh, if you didn't get the money to the kohen, and you just separated it, it's not padot. Now, when it comes to the pidyon of your Peter Chamor, the din of giving the Chamor, the Peter Chamor to the kohen, which is the seh, that is not the same as the act of pidyon. The pidyon was your saying, I want the kedusha of the bechor to go off onto the seh. And then it becomes mutter. The question of something happening to the seh not getting into the reshus of the kohen, may be a completely different issue. It turns out that this is a machlokas. How far do we take the hekesh that puts together the din of pidyon haben of an adam with the din of kol peterechem ba'adam uva behima? Is it only the chiyuv of pidyon, or is it the dinim of the pidyon? So that's a machlokes. Heyid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Tzadok, al pidyon peter chamor shemetz. Let's say you had the seh, but the seh died before you gave it to the kohen. Taf, ein bo lekohen klum. You are not mechuyev as the owner to replace that seh, because that wasn't so simple. Because Rabbi Eliezer used to say that chayavin b'achrayutan kechamesh sloim shel ben, in the same way that we know that your child is not podoy if you never ended up getting that money to the kohen, and that pidyon haben doesn't work the way pidyon in taking off something and putting it on something else works. It works by the actual handing it to the kohen. So it's a completely different type of pidyon than, let's say, pidyon of Meiser Sheni or something like that, right? So you have Moses or Meiser Sheni, I mean, and they got lost or something. You're not mechuyev to be poda the Meiser again. The kedusha of the Meiser went off on the pidyon. So Rabbi Eliezer held that you have a hekesh, and therefore you're chayev b'achrayas of the seh in the same way that you would be chayev the achrayas of the chamisha sloim shel ben, because the Torah compared the two. Whereas chachomim eimrim in chayavim b'achrayutan, it's the same as a pidyon of Meiser Sheni. If you lose the Meiser Sheni money, you don't have to go back and bring other money and take that money to Yerushalayim. The Kedusha was on that money, and it's lost, it's lost. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok are being made that the halacha is like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, let's talk about Mishnah Beit. The Mishnah Beit is a completely different issue. And over here, the question is, do grasshoppers or locusts, do they have blood? Now, they have a liquid, and they absorb oxygen, not through lungs, but through actual holes in the side of their body. And the distribution of the oxygen does not work the way it works in animals like mammals or like lizards and so on. Therefore, the question is, the different mashkim that are able to be machshel kabel tuma, or to be actually tame, these things, do they have blood? Or is that liquid just considered to be like a zeya? It's not really part of the organism. It's sort of like a lymph, and therefore it's not part of their body. So Rabbi Tzadok was made that Sir Chagavim Tmeim is not considered to be part of it, and it's not considered to be Osir as part of it, and therefore it is kosher. So it's Tahor means that it's Mamish kosher, because originally there was the Mishnah that used the Lashon like this, Chagavim Tmeim, Shenich Beshu Im Chagavim Tahorim, Lo Paslu Tzira. So if you had actually taken salt and you made like a pickled chagavim, and in these pickled chagavim, there were both kosher chagavim and non-kosher chagavim. So that's all the Mishnah was ready to say, that you did not aser the kosher chagavim by having them pickled together with non-kosher chagavim. But that was not saying that you'd be able to actually drink the tzir of a non-kosher chagav, because it's not considered to be part of its body. So what Rabbi Tzadok was saying is that the Mishnah Rishena is actually not true. The Mishnah Rishena was only Matir Taharoves, but he was made that you could even have the tzir of that actual chagav that was tame, and that the tzir does not contain any of the chagav in it. Perek Zion Mishnah Gimel. Can we continue? Because it's early, Shmuel. Perek Zion Mishnah Gimel. So remember back in Mikvaot, we learned the difference between the types of mayim that is kosher for the tefillah of a zov and a zova, or that is kosher for mechatas. That has to be mayim chai. Masha'en came for tefillah. So when it comes to tefillah, we have the different halachas of a mayan. So if it's a mayan, then it would be the equivalent of mayim chayim, or it's a flowing stream, then that is considered to be kosher for tefillah. It doesn't have a shiur either. There's no din of arba'im sa'ah. So if it's like a spring, or, you know, a flowing kind of river, and you put something in it and it's moving, a mikvah of water that is moving, it's zochalim, it's not a kosher mikvah at all. If it would be made out of rainwater, so we have really different dinim. We have the din of mayim that are called notafim. They are rainwater. Notafim means dripping water from the sky. Okay, so if you've got dripping water, or dripping water that's coming, it's not connected to a stream that's flowing, even if its origin was in a stream and it's dripping down through the ground, drip, 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 that is considered to be in need of arba'im sa'ah. And rainwater needs arba'im sa'ah. And if it needs arba'im sa'ah, it can't be moving. And on the other hand, if it is zochalim, it does not need arba'im sa'ah, and it can be moving. So it's totally different type of tefillah. Not only that, the zochalim that are natural spring water, they're also kosher for mechatas. And they're also kosher for the tefillah of zovim. Masha ein kein, a kosher mikveh is not kosher for zovin. So Rabbi Tzadok was made that if you have what often happens, you've got a mixture of water, and you've got zochalim sherobu al hanotafim. So you've got a lot of rain in a particular area, and the rain is actually a big part of the water that's flowing down the stream in your backyard. But there's more of the natural water that is zochlin than there is rainwater. So Rabbi Tzadok says that you can view the entire thing as being kosher as a zochlin, and you don't have to worry about the shear at all, and you can use it for mechatas and for tefillas of zova. And there was a ma'aseh in Birat HaPulia. Nobody but Barnea knows where Birat HaPulia is, and Barnea only knows because, of course, it's in his neighborhood. And you know what they say, that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows everything mitoch atzmei. So someone where the world is his neighborhood knows where Birat HaPulia is. Maybe it was the place where they used to keep the elephants in the zoo back then, Barnea? Do the archaeologists say that this really is based on the first findings of elephants in Eretz Yisrael? They relate it to the Chashmonaim because we found that they had elephants at the time, and that proves that this Mishnah was from the time of the Hasmoneans and stuff like that? Am I on the right track? It all obviously follows a scientific proof. Anyway, so there was this Mesa in Elephant Capital, and they had a rove of Zochalim on the Notfim. And they actually came to Chachomim, Uboma Aser Lifnei Chachomim, and they were Matrit for Zovim and Zoveis. One more, Shmur, or shall we stop? One more. Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Now, we've got another problem about Zochalim. The din is that once Zochalim are captured by humans, and that means even if they're not held, you just, instead of a natural flow down the mountain, the mountain was flowing over pots and pans that had been buried in the stream bed, and now the stream is running over those pots and pans. It loses its chashivas of spring. It's no longer called Zochlin, even though it's still connected to the Boker and so on. Once this is the Yedei Adam, it no longer has the chashivas of a Zochlin. Now, the question is, how far does that extend? Is it only Mamish Kli, or is it any time that things were artificially changed by human intervention? So suppose somebody takes a very large leaf, like walnut, right? Now that's, he goes and he uses the shell. Walnut shells are big and they're often used as cups. So somebody takes a walnut shell that hadn't been used as a cup. We're calling it over here a leaf because in its, you know, before it hardens, it's green like a leaf. And he uses that to put on the bottom, or he actually bends a real leaf, large leaf, into a shape that it now becomes a pipe. So is that considered to be a kli, or it is still natural enough to be part of the natural flow of the water? Rabbi Tzadok was made that since it doesn't have a din as a real kli, it is therefore not going to be ma'akev the halacha of zeichlin, and it's still kosher for tefilas zavim, and it's still kosher for mechatas. And there was actually a maaseh like this in Ahalya, where they had used it. Uba maaseh lifnei lishkat hagazit. At this time, the lishkas hagazis, when that maaseh happened, was still in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were matirit for zavim v'zaveis. Lovely.